This is our little milk kitchen where the parents, they're all set up for expressing. We encourage all parents to express. The milk goes into the freezer here and goes round into our big milk kitchen round the corner, because we have so many babies, we haven't got enough room to store it in our little freezer. And then the milk kitchen ladies prepare all the feeds for us, and they go in our two fridges. We actually encourage expressing from the time of birth up until the baby's been able to actually have a go at breastfeeding themselves.
So then we'll go across into high dependency.
This lady here in the black is our breastfeeding expert. She comes around and supports all the mummies. It is very difficult. You're separated from your baby. You can't put your baby to the breast. They can't feed like a normal term baby that goes home. You're having to go sit in a room with a breast pump and express, and to some mums it just doesn't feel natural doing it that way, but it still provides the baby, because they're fed through a tube in the nose into the tummy. It does provide baby with all the nutrients from the breast milk that you would want to give your baby anyway. We are able to take 12 intensive care beds. We've got the intensive care cots over there, and then these spaces in here can be for intensive care, but again we still need the one-to-one nursing to enable us to take the intensive care in here. We do occasionally have ventilated babies in our high dependency, yeah. Not through choice but just through necessity, because that is the only place, you know, when you've got 10 ventilated babies and another one comes through the door, you know, we've got to stabilise the baby, we've got to look after the baby, so, you know, we look at where we can move babies to keep every single baby on our unit safe. It's very noisy. For an intensive care area, we do try to keep it nice and quiet, but it does get very noisy. In this room here, we've got three babies. This baby here today is going back to his twin brother, which is in another hospital, so we're getting him closer to home for mum and dad, and it makes it easier for them to visit rather than having two babies in two hospitals. These are called giraffe incubators. Now, it's a big incubator. The luxury of these incubators are it's got you can give humidity to the babies. Helps keep them warm, helps keep a nice environment. We try to emulate what the intrauterine environment is. You can't put baby in water, so the humidity helps with that.
We're going to our big intensive care area. We can take six babies in here. We've got two isolation cubicles, should babies need isolating. We are set up in there for a baby coming across this afternoon. We had a phone call from another hospital to say that they've got a baby that they can't manage and that needs intensive care, so the baby's coming over here to us.
We've got two bedrooms on the unit,
yeah.
That have been revamped by a family who unfortunately lost a baby on the unit. Their baby was with us about 6 months and the baby died, and we had a set of twins who one of the babies died, and the two families along with all the friends and that have raised money to upgrade our parents' facilities for us. And then we'll go around to our surgical area. We do surgery here. Our surgical area tends to be a lot of specialities as well. We do try to keep it just being surgery. But on occasion, like today, if we're full in intensive care and we're full in high dependency, we may need to put special care babies into surgical area. And again, we've got a range of cots. We've got little heated cots. We've got the bigger cots, because the surgical babies do tend to be either term or older. And we've got incubators as well in here. I mean, it's very noisy, usually surgery. Yeah, because we've got a lot of babies in here that are unable to feed. And if a baby's hungry, a baby cries. So, you know, if we're out feeding the babies, then, you know, they need some other form of comfort, and that usually ends up being the dummy.